I'm Gina Kaufman, and you're listening to Central Standard. We were out in the ocean earlier in the show, but of course, the Central Standard time zone is nothing if not landlocked. So now, we're back on dry land, but the topic is something else that's lit up. Tobacco. My guest for the remainder of the hour is Lewis Smither. He's a farmer and the owner of the New Deal Tobacco Warehouse in the nearby town of Weston, Missouri. Hi, Lewis.
Hello.
Weston recently hosted a tobacco festival. That's quite a shift from the more popular Apple Festival and Irish Festival.
That's correct.
Did you participate in the tobacco festival?
No, I did not.
Why not?
It is cigar, tobacco, and we raise burley tobacco, which goes into cigarettes. So there's no cigar tobacco being raised in Missouri.
But do you think that there is an important reason to celebrate the tobacco harvest in and around Weston?
Oh, just like the same as the soybean harvest and the corn harvest. It's a good time of the year for the farmer to, you know, reap the benefits and get the crop out of the field. So
what is the history of tobacco cultivation in Missouri?
Farmers came out here from Tennessee, Virginia, and Kentucky. And
when are we talking about?
We're talking about the 1800s. Came out here, moved to Missouri when it was settled, and had the history with them when they came, so they dabbled in raising tobacco.
Do you think that the land in this area lends itself particularly well to the cultivation of tobacco, or did they have to develop ways of translating what they did in other places to what would be, I guess, northwestern Missouri?
The tobacco out here is, you know, the soil's deep and rich. That's not always the case back in the, you know, Kentucky and Tennessee, where there's pretty much rock 6 inches down, so the soil, the clay soil, kind of preserves moisture and it works well here.
How closely has tobacco been tied to the area's economic development?
It's very instrumental in our development, in the nation's development. It kind of saved us in farming in the 1980s when times got bad. It was a crop we could depend on more than we were being able to depend on other crops.
Why was that?
Probably just because it's kind of a dry weather crop and can stand a lot more adversity than you would give it credit for.
What's your own background? Tell me a little bit about your business, your experience.
I probably started going to tobacco patches when I was 6 years old. I'm now approaching 69, so I've been at it a while.
That is a while. How has the tobacco culture of the area changed in your lifetime?
It's probably changed more from the marketing standpoint than the production standpoint, because tobacco is a crop that depends totally on manual labor. You can't do it from a machine or a tractor seed. It's got to be hands-on.
Why can't you?
Because you've got to cut this tobacco off individual stalks and put it on sticks and haul it to a tobacco barn, hang it up, let it dry for 8 weeks, take it back down, strip it. The mechanical advantages we have in the other crops, we do not have in tobacco. It probably takes 250 man-hours to raise an acre of tobacco and probably 2 or 3 hours to raise an acre of corn.
You just described many steps in the process of cultivating tobacco. I wonder if you can walk me through sort of what these steps look like and feel like. First of all, what does the tobacco plant look like? A lot of people have never seen a tobacco plant.
A tobacco plant starts out from one of the smallest seeds that you could ever see. Today we raise those in greenhouses in hydroponics. In May, we take that tobacco plant out and set it in the field.
About how many seeds do you set in a field per year?
For an acre of tobacco, you're going to use somewhere in the 7,000 to 8,000 plant range.
Okay, and then what happens after you set them in the field in May?
You cultivate, you keep the insects off, and you pretty much have to manually go out and hoe your tobacco with a plain old hoe that you have in the garden to chop any weeds out. The sprays we use anymore are pretty much biological, so they're good for the environment versus what we used to use, probably.
When did you make that shift?
Oh, pretty much the manufacturers and the EPA pretty much make the shift for you. So, you know, by saying what you can use and can't use, like any other growing product we have out here in agriculture. So it's mandated by them sampling and seeing what's residues on tobacco and making sure we don't use it. We have to keep timely records of when we spray, what we spray, how much we spray. So it's pretty much regulated very well at the higher-up places like the government and the EPA.
Do you enjoy farming tobacco?
Yes. It's in the system, I guess. We're born and raised, and that's what we learned, and that's what we do.
You know, this might be a personal question, but do you smoke?
I do a little dipping with, from a can.
With all the information out there about how the detrimental health consequences of smoking and chewing tobacco, does that information affect your business or how you feel about the industry and the crop you specialize in?
You know, if you go into the records and look, you'll find out tobacco can be used for medical purposes, hydroponics, medical purposes, synthetic oils. There's even been studies done on using it for baby formula. And now they're into using it for biofuels or experimenting with biofuels in the East.
So there are uses for tobacco other than smoking.
Just like the hops farmer, and I don't know how many uses there are for hops. But, I guess, in this day and age when we're bringing marijuana back into states and production, fast food, we can sit and complain about everything, but everything that's going on has consequences.
Is there a tobacco culture in the Weston area, or is it mostly just an industry and a job that a lot of people do to grow tobacco?
It is pretty much, there are people that raise tobacco full-time with no other farm income.
And that's unusual, actually, in the farming industry today.
It is, and, they raise more than they used to, but are those farmers that absolutely raise tobacco only, and that's their only source of income.
There used to be big tobacco auctions in Weston, and I hear that industry bigwigs from all over the country used to sort of descend on Weston in a particular time of year in the early fall. When did that stop happening?
Basically stopped in 1999 when a couple of major manufacturers decided to contract with growers directly. There were a couple of minor auctions for the next 2 years, but 50 or 60% of this crop was contracted at that time, and there are very few auctions in the United States anymore.
How has it changed Weston, as far as you're concerned, that no longer happens? That seems like it would be a pretty big deal to a community.
It's a big deal to community because everybody was interested in what was going to happen at an auction. So, whether they smoked or didn't smoke, they were curious about coming to an auction and see the chant of the auctioneer and what tobacco was bringing.
What were the auctions like? Can you set the scene for me?
Oh, there were three warehouses in town. Now there's basically one that's used for tobacco, which is the one that I'm a part owner of. Tobacco was lined up completely in the warehouse from row to row, and tobacco unit, we're going to call them units, so whether it was hand-tied or baled or big bales, each unit sold separately, and the companies either bought it, or it went to a government pool which no longer exists, and which was basically a commodity credit loaning the farmer the money for the pile, even though no manufacturer bought it to be, and it would be sold at a later date.
Oh, that's interesting.
But the later date deal's gone now, and the farmer's pretty much totally on his own.
But it sounds like, did the harvest happen recently this year, the tobacco harvest?
Tobacco will be harvested probably from 1st of August to the 1st of October. So I think probably it's 99.9% done. There's one farmer, I don't know whether his is in a barn or not, but I think everybody else's is tucked away.
How do you think this year's harvest is going or has gone?
Tobacco was very big, very hard to handle. We haven't had a frost, because frost doesn't work very well with your tomato plant or tobacco. So, you know, we didn't have any terrible weather. It was too wet at times, but overall the crop went in the barn in a very good shape.
So what do you think is the future of tobacco in Missouri?
Oh, I think it's going to be around. You know, we used to have 250 growers. Now we have 35.
Wow. Over what period of time has that change happened?
The government buying out the quotas that were pretty much dictated and given to each individual tobacco farmer. So at the time of the buyout, where the government paid the farmers for the pounds, which is a little bit skeptical because that money came from tobacco companies to pay for the quotas by way of the government. So
we're talking about a decrease from about 200 and something to 35 growers in Weston, in the county, in the state. What are we talking about?
Probably in the county. I mean, we have, out of those 35 growers, we have probably two in Buchanan County and two in Central Missouri. So roughly 30 growers in Platte County, two or three in two other outlying counties.
The name of your warehouse is New Deal Tobacco Warehouse. Why is it called that? What is its relationship to the New Deal historically?
Probably not much, except there were two warehouses in town. This is prior to my owning the warehouse. We had owners from North and South Carolina that had a little war with the local owner downtown. So they sold out to him, and they came out along the highway and built a New Deal.
As opposed to the old deal.
As opposed to the old deal.
What was that war about, to the best of your knowledge? What was the conflict?
Oh, it was just war about somebody getting mad about the way they were conducting business. So
I guess that happens in every industry. Earlier in our conversation, you mentioned that farming tobacco is in your system and that you do really like it. What do you like about it?
It's good, hard manual labor. We don't have too much of that anymore in today's world. So I guess it's just being out there and actually doing some good physical work, because raising tobacco is good physical work.
And is there something about the plant in particular that most people don't understand or know that you'd like to tell us about?
Oh, it's a very large leaf plant. It'll have 22 leaves on it when it's mature. If you ever suckered a tomato plant, you have to break the top out of this plant when it gets to 22 leaves and watch the leaves grow and develop longer by breaking the top out, which we call topping. The plant develops leaves, they develop thicker leaves, and it just matures and becomes a very solid, tough leaf. So it just matures and turns yellow, and it's a green plant until you top it, and then you pick up the ripening stage, which turns it basically to a golden yellow out in the field. So
You know, with a lot of controversy about genetically modified foods, do you ever use genetically modified seeds?
No, genetically modified pretty much at this point in time is limited to corn and soybeans and alfalfa and cotton.
Hmm. Well, you know, you've been involved in the tobacco industry in Weston for a long time, as you've said, and are there characters who populate that world that you'd like to tell us about, people who you know and interact with?
There have been. Now, you know, when we get down to 35, there's not as many characters, but, you know, there's farmers that raise tobacco up into their 80s, basically, and might come in, bring their crop, handle it very well, take pride in it, come in and sit down and smoke a cigarette, whether they smoked or didn't. I mean, some of them do. Some of the characters did smoke a cigarette. And the tobacco farmers and the general population, the ones that smoke are pretty much the same as the general population. I mean, 20% probably smoke and 80% don't.
So. It's interesting to think about a tobacco farmer who doesn't smoke.
Probably is, but I don't think that, you know, I guess we're all educated about the same on the smoking aspect, so, or just the way they were brought up, what they did earlier in life, because, you know, in the 70s when I was in Army Reserves, you know what was in my C ration pack, don't you?
No, I'm guessing, though, that you might be leading me to a certain answer, which would be...
I mean, you know, there was, even in the 70s, there were cigarettes packed in those C-rations when you got them, so. And those probably kind of came from the government, would be my guess. But,
you know, you've talked quite a bit here and there about government intervention, from the way the EPA has regulated farming practices to other things like just getting cigarettes in your ration pack when you were in the Army. How do you feel about the role of the government in tobacco farming in the industry?
You know, in this day and age, whatever we're doing on the farm, the government is regulating. And, you know, manufacturers are tied to that regulation, too. And I guarantee you, at this day and age, we have a good agricultural practice meeting in the spring. If we're raising tobacco, we go to it. We listen to what's being said And you know, manufacturers will test this tobacco. They know what farm it came off of for a long time down the road.
Lewis Smither, it's been such a pleasure getting to know you this morning. Don't be a stranger, okay?
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
That's all the time we have for today's discussions, which ranged from fish who light up in Puerto Rico to historic Missouri tobacco crops. To listen back to today's show or any previous episodes, just go to kcur.org/Central Standard and sign up for our podcast while you're there. You can also follow us on Twitter. Our handle is @KCURCST. Tomorrow, we'll talk about portrayals of Native Americans in Hollywood films. We hope you'll join in that discussion. Don't miss it tomorrow at 10. Central Standard is produced by Matthew Long Middleton and Sylvia Maria Gross. I'm Gina Kaufman. The standard's been set. Stick around for Up to Date next.